same topics. So I said, maybe while I'm here, and I go out there about every 2 months anyway, you know, and talk to the guys and try to smooth the, you know, the people, the guards out there in jail just as much as the other guys are.
That's the truth, isn't it?
Yeah, and they don't, a lot of times they don't see it, and they're really understaffed. So anyway, I said, well, why don't we, let's go down to the dorms, and so the guys will, and we'll ask the guys if they wanna, what the problem is. They didn't go up for lunch, see. They went right up and come right back down, didn't eat anything. So, they locked down, what they call a general lockdown. If there's anything out of the ordinary happens, they just put a general lockdown. So, they know every guy is in his place where he's supposed to be. So, there they were. So I went down and went into the dorms and with Houston, and I said, well, maybe if it's agreeable with everybody, you get a representative from each one of the dorms to come out, and we'll have a conference and go over this list of stuff and see if we can reconcile some of it. If it's agreeable with you or agreeable with Mr. Houston, so you guys put it together if you can, if you want to. So each dorm and told the same thing. So we set up the meeting for 1:15, and we had five of the inmates, and Mr. Houston and Mr. Buell, I guess it is, and I forget the other guy's name who took notes and stuff. So said, well, as long as I'm not disinterested, I'm the outside influence, perhaps I should be the arbitrator and settle a disagreement. So we went down to one more point. And some were solved, some were ridiculous, and some were, I thought, were easily solved, and some of them could never be solved. Some of them were individual problems. You have the inmates that, in order to get the whole gang to go along, they had to, you know, put individual things in there, yeah. Or the guys that go to hell, I don't give a damn about what they're doing, but I care to be hell about this, you know. The general idea is nothing to me, but I want my shave on lotion, you know, or something. So we had to weed those out. It worked out, I thought, fairly well. It was a coincidence, though, that it would happen, even, you know. It really was. It was not planned, and it wasn't my plan to go out there. Of course, the press calls up, you know, and I try to play it down. I said, we just happen to be in the neighborhood. Yeah, I just happened to be walking up and down. So I drop in and say hello to the guys.
One of those places you hang out all the time, right?
I just thought I'd drop in and say hello, you know.
Oh, God.
Okay. Should we get back here and see if we can come up with something?
This, again, is a big issue.
It will.
You know what?
This is a big issue. I mean, it's a tough one, a complicated issue.
All these are in this category are difficult. How are the answers?
I think this is basically your policy now, isn't it? It sounds to me you're trying to go to broader classification, wherever possible. Mm-hmm.
Classification, yes.
All right, we'll put that as one of our recommendations. Everybody, is anybody that doesn't like that. Anybody disagree with that? Make broader classification? I can. Okay, that'll be recommendation. Certification of elders.
Arbitrator's decision is not all of the hearing has been held. The arbitrator's decision is not been made.
Well, that shouldn't concern us, huh?
Well, I don't know if it should or not, but I did wish to have that.
Right.
You know, I think that was kind of recommendation early on about that to have open recruitment on every position was a little ridiculous. I mean, I think the commission discussed that because you have a long list. I think part of the problem has arisen in some of the, you know, I think the arbitration, isn't it over permanent employment? You know, you know, like, permanent, right? And I think that's where the issue has arisen, is if you're in the system already, and denied access to registers, in a way you're denied promotional, you know, which it seems a little, I see it as a little rigid in terms of closing the registers to a permanent employee. And that's where, that's what the arbitration is over, and I think that probably we may want to discuss that. Because I think the idea of closing recruitment makes sense with the limited amount of personnel. Yeah. The idea of closing recruitment totally to people who are already within the system also is a little further than I had thought we had discussed the whole time.
Well, I don't know. I really don't.
It has created some difficulties because if you want to promote somebody from within the system, if a register's closed, they can't get on the register. And the standard answer has been, well, they had a responsibility to get on the register. Well, that's true, but oftentimes people only react to the fact that positions, they find knowledge of positions are going to come open.
Well, then we get back to the three register deal that we discussed here before. That's the open register, the general register, the in-house register, and what's the other one?
All those.
In-house.
Yeah. Interdepartmental.
If I might say, what we are trying to do here is schedule the work and the time, and that every job class is going to be open for not less than 30 days out of the 12-month period for applying. So it's not, there was never any intention to close everything indefinitely. I am hoping that the change or moving toward this policy, that this is going to be the most disagreeable time, as it quite often is when you change your ways, mm-hmm. and difficult time, but after it has taken hold, it's not going to be as controversial or as difficult, and will require some people to do some advanced planning and looking into it.
All right, now, is it my understanding that you're saying that a person cannot take a test unless there is a
it's open.
You might as well forget that, because the people, I think it's the people's position, that they can take a test for any position of state government at any time. You might as well realize that. I mean, if you're going to ask the legislature to say no, then you're going to have a hard time with it. Suppose you get somebody that's of the top five people on there, and the guy's got 97, and then somebody comes along and you say, well, if it's all closed, what if a guy comes along and makes 100%? You see? So I would ask you, and of course you people are all in working for the state. I'm just telling you from the public viewpoint. I would say that they can take the test, but as far as them, they should be. I don't know what the process is, but if they want to take the test, and it's not open for recruitment, then probably it would have to be at the convenience of the department. They can't just go to the man and take a test and say, I want to take a test and I want it done tomorrow.
It's kind of what Ken's saying with open periods. I think my philosophies are kind of similar to John's in that there are classes in state service where there are four positions vacant. I mean, four positions that only exist, and there's 285 people on the eligible register. Yeah. It doesn't make any sense to continually recruit for that, but to have it open a specific period a year, I think that the biggest bind that we see is with people already in the system, it could preclude me from getting a promotion. If I expire off that Administrative Officer 3 register, and I can't retest, and I've already been on that register, and I know there's a job open right over there, I can't get that job. And I'm looking at that from a manager point of view and as a personal individual point of view. And I think that...
Forget that you're a state employee, and just say that you're a member of the public. How do you get on it?
Probably
now, you people aren't some elite group that there isn't anybody else that's going to get a state job but the people that are in there.
But
I think, Senator, if I might, what the larger question comes from, because I work in putting together these budget requests, I know that I'm only going to need 2 of these in the next year. The state will only need 2. I've got 400 now, but I'm asking you for some more positions and some more travel expense so I can continue to examine another 200 or 300.
By the same token, common sense would tell you that you shouldn't open them. But the freedom of the individual, one against the other, you can't tell him he doesn't have the right to take the test.
Yeah,
no.
That's a very complex issue.
Well, it's a
hot
issue.
Yes, it is.
Jesus.
And then it gets right down to that, how much do we want to spend?
Well, let me explain it to you this way, is that the legislators, per se, represent the great mass of people.
it's a real hard one.
I don't know how you do that. Like you say, you got four jobs, you got 400 people for the jobs, then along comes 401, say, well, why don't I get a chance at it? Maybe I'll come up with a better score than anybody else. And maybe they will. So how do you deny them? If you have free and open competitive tests.
But how many was it? I remember when you mentioned, Kim, how many applications were there last year?
Well, this last fiscal year we received slightly under 60,000.
Probably 400. The rest of them are all on the different registers.
No, if our pass ratio is held up, it should have been about 28,000 individuals.
Versus people that, that they don't have anything else to do, so they don't
have to. Yeah, they're unemployed. Well, so they
for this week, I'm going to take my test this week. Well, there's a cracker there. Maybe we should make a recommendation. What is the policy now?
Policy now, that where we believe we have sufficient eligibles to meet our needs for the next year, we'll close down certain jobs to examinations for a period not exceeding 11 months.
And what's the argument against it?
Well, the argument that I have is against closing it to permanent employees. Because then, a person's in a, the blocks off career ladders at times.
Yeah, but then, what are you going to say, because it's a permanent employee, it's better off than the guy that's walking on the street?
I would, because...
Yeah, I know, but I mean, that isn't the way...
I recognize the terms of...
All right, is there a way around that that we could say that...
Well, the way around it is to say, as a public policy, that in which we had before, is that registers are open at all time, but then the legislature would have to take a stance to provide the resources to do that, because the system was getting inundated. I personally would like to see it open, but on the other hand, I recognize the shortage of resources to test and, examine 28,000, 60,000.
Recommendation is that the continuation of the open register in a modified form.
I'll buy that.
Okay. Okay.
What does that mean?
A little more specific there.
I don't know. Oh, it's fine. It's after 12. What are we doing here? Well, all right, we're gonna have to, probably have another meeting, possibly next week. And at that time, if it's agreeable with the subcommittee, we'll have Ron Lynn Lear. And also, if possible, we should have somebody from the governor's office. So we can lay that out to them, say, look, what are you guys doing in here, and why are you here, and explain it to them. And now, when we have these people here, I would solicit the members of the subcommittee to be as open and above board and just lay it right out to them, and don't sit and wait and let them do all the talk, and then when they go away, say, oh, that isn't right. Just speak right up and answer them back. Okay?
If the issue they're going to address, or we are going to address to them, is their involvement in the classification process.
Yeah, what the hell are they doing
That's
in there?
Right, okay.
Okay? All right?
Great.
See y'all at, what?
1:30 or 1?
1,
no,
it's
1. Oh, also.
Who's at 1 o'clock?
Well, Greg Perry might be here.
I'm not on that.
You're on all of them, that's a deal.
Great.
Great, yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Okay. You can take all your junk.
Thanks.